Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Road to Recovery group of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Leroy, and I'm an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting for our own contributions. AA is not allowed of any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. In support of AA singleness of purpose, we respectfully ask that sharing be confined to alcoholics, and then when discussing our problems, we confine ourselves to those problems as they relate to alcoholism. There may be visitors here who are unfamiliar with our tradition of anonymity. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio and films. This tradition is a constant reminder that personal ambition has no place in AA. We are sure that anonymity is the greatest safeguard AA can ever have. We therefore seek your cooperation in protecting the anonymity of our members at a public level. The format of tonight's meeting will be 3 10-minute speakers, followed by a fourth speaker until approximately 8:30. The meeting will then be open to the floor and close at 9 o'clock. Can we please have a moment's silence to remember Tradition 5? Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic that still suffers. Final speaker tonight is our birthday boy, Andy.
Hello. My name's Andy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Andy.
And I arrived in Alcoholics Anonymous on the 24th of September, 1996. That means today is 25 years of being sober. Huge thank you to my sponsor, Wayne, who has just not sold me short in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And, you know, thank God for that. Thank God for Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you're new tonight, or if you're just returning, you might be thinking, well, what do I have to do then to stay sober for 10, 15, 25 years, or even one day? What do I have to do? And, you know, if you're in this group and you leave tonight and you still don't know, it's because you weren't listening, because you cannot fail to hear the message here in my home group, you know. And I heard that message, and I heard, you know, what I had to do. And I mean, there was something not right with me before I drank. You know, I always felt that uncomfortable outsider. I always felt like that, you know. And a lot of the time, I didn't feel less than people. I felt arrogantly better, you know, and I would look down on people. I don't need to do that, and I don't need to do that. And few years later, I arrived in Alcoholics Anonymous and read, I was asked to buy a copy of the basic text of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And you've heard me say this before. I went back to my family, I said, they've only asked me to buy a bloody book. They've asked me to buy a book. So thank God for that basic text, you know, because I was going to say I'd read lots of books, but that would be a lie, because as you know, I used to read the last couple of pages and say, yeah, I know, yeah. Good book that, but I never read things through. I always wanted the end result of everything, you know. I never wanted to, you know, it's like relationships. I could do the start and the end, but not the bit in the middle, you know. That was just too, you know, just. But I was asked to buy a copy of the basic text, you know, and when I started to read that book, I still think that way today about the basic text of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And I started to read that book and I thought, wow, this is me. This is me. This is me. How do they know that? How do they know this is me? You know, after years of trying doctors and trying counsellors and trying anybody that wouldn't listen in a nightclub, you know, I'd just corner them and like, my life is shit. And God help them. So, but and that's what it's like. But I was like that before I drank. So when I started to drink, I mean, my parents would have these house parties. You know, I'd see these those bottles of pomade being brought in, you know, and I loved the ease and comfort that came at once by having that first drink. I like this, you know, because everything in life was a struggle. But little did I know it was going to get worse, and it did. It got worse. Alcoholism is a fatal progressive illness, and it got worse and it got worse. And it got worse in a lot of ways because I'm a defiant alcoholic. I'm an extreme example of self-will run riot. I would sit in class in school. I would sit next to a driving instructor, and I would think, he doesn't know what he's talking about. No, you don't want to do it like that. You know, it's very victim elderly. No, you don't want. And I just, you know, it was like that, and it stayed like that, and nothing changed. You know, but I found something here in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I still do. So if you are new and you're just coming back, I had to start taking actions, you know, where it says in chapter 5, some of us hung on to our old ideas and the result was nil. It's as simple as that. None of my ideas got me sober. They came from another alcoholic, the experience of Alcoholics Anonymous, the guidance and direction of another alcoholic, and to keep doing those things, you know. And I think, you know, and not doing your thinking, but if your thinking is anything like mine, if you're new, I would sit in the meeting and I'd go, yeah, but I've got that going on. Yeah, but I've got that going on. And I'd ring my sponsor and tell him about these things. And this is so self-centered, absolutely self-centered. I mean, I didn't mind putting on this shirt tonight and getting in the car, you know, walking out the road with this shirt on, you know, when it was summertime, and I'd buy a pair of shorts. This is how self-centered I am. It would take me weeks to get out. Just think that they don't look right. I've got to go and get another pair. Nah, don't look right. Just so self-centered, you know. Summer would be over, you know. just so self-centered and so bloody wrapped up in me all the time. But hey, it's just got better and better and better, you know. And all that comes from allowing myself to be sponsored, which means I am going to honestly say to another human being, will you sponsor me? Will you show me how you have recovered? Will you show me how you can walk around smiling? Will you show me how you can have a sober life and just live a productive life like normal people? But having said that, on the back of that, there was also a lot of my thinking. All my thinking was still going on. But I still knew there was something in AA. I still knew it. There was a lot of crappy thinking, you know. I'd done all that stuff, you know. I'd get to the meeting sometimes. I mean, I asked this man to sponsor me. Will you sponsor me? Will you show me how you got sober? Sometimes I'd come to meetings. And I don't know if any of you are like this, but I would think, oh, sponsor don't like me very much. Don't think he likes me very much. I'd bring up and say. And it makes me cringe now. I mean, sometimes I would send my sponsor a text and say, that's it, I'm going. I'm leaving. Almost like there was going to be a parade of people at the door saying, don't go, Andy. And I would be like that in work as well. You know, when I first started work. I'm going. Oh, where are you going then? Just so self-centered. Such a child. But thank God for just keeping doing these things, you know, and over the years, keep doing these things. Again, if you're new, just stay with it and communicate with your sponsor. Communicate with your sponsor. You know, if there's something going on, communicate with your sponsor. You know, there's been times over the years. I mean, my sponsor got me taking those actions straight away, though, from the word go. And I had to quit, like it says in the big book, quit the debating society. I had to say, well, I can do that, but I won't do that. And I do that, but I can't do that. And I do that, I can't do that. Because it's not, and if you're new, we want you here. We love you being here. We want you to get this, you know. We want you to recover. And, you know, my sponsor has never come round my house and said, have you read the big book today? He asked me to do those things. And it was like, was I going to do it? Do I want to stop drinking? Do I want to stop feeling the way that I did? So I agree to do those things. Even, when things were life happens, things were going on, but I just kept doing it. And over the years, my sponsor has just kept saying that to me. Just keep chipping away at it, keep touching the road, get honest, work with others, think of others, because there has been a lot of change. There was an awful lot of change, the kind of work that I do today. And that's all as a result of taking these actions, and going through the 12-step program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I went round my sponsors. He asked me to be there at a certain time. I was there at that time. When he asked me to call him, I called him. And so I called him. And it wasn't up for debate. If I wanted what he had, then I had to do that. I had to do what he'd done. And the old timers that were here as well. When I arrived here, and I did it because I was beaten. I did it because I was crushed. I couldn't do it anymore. And I just see, when my brother was drinking, my brother just went on and on and on. I thought, how much more? I was beaten. I was crushed. I'm an alcoholic. I don't like pain. When I feel pain, I experience pain, I run away from it. I've got to get away from it. I've got to pack my things and move to another town because obviously the trouble, it's just, that's my head. Do you know what I mean? That's what I do. I want to, I want to be feeling fantastic every single day. I'm going to be feeling great every single day. I want anything to go wrong. All's going to go well. I want it to happen. It's all gone. But it always used to be for me that when things didn't go my way, they'd gone wrong. And I couldn't get my head around that. It's not that it's gone wrong. And, it was this program that helped me, it showed me to get honest. I didn't know the meaning of the word honest, really. I used to actually say to people, I'm probably the most honest person that you will ever meet. I did used to say that. And you used to think, oh my God, who's this idiot? I'm a very honest person, and that's just full of it. But I've shown how to get honest, to get honest with myself. Why was I always feeling like that all the time? But step four and step five showed me that. My step four wasn't just a confession. It was also looking at myself, my part in things. Why did I feel that way? And so I had to get honest in third, fourth column. I had to get honest with my part in that, because, you've heard me say this, my sister and my family used to say to me, Andrew, because they call me Andrew, not Andy, why are you so impatient all the time? Why are you like that? Why do you do that, Why do you have to start an argument because I didn't reply to a text? And things like that, because I couldn't see. But showing how to get honest, showing my impatience, intolerance, my pride, I'm arrogant, and looking at all those defects of character. And when my sponsor showed me those defects of character, 14 defects of character, I did look at them and I thought, well, I've got some of them, but I haven't got all of them. I've got all of those defects of character. Some days, I think they've all come back I just do what I do. I just continue to work the program. I sponsor people today. I love sponsoring people, I love seeing new people come in, men and women, into the group, over the years, and it's just great. And just feel like saying, when you see someone come, like my sponsors always said to me, keep marching the road, stay in the centre of Alcoholics Anonymous show, but then sometimes we see people just step to the side a bit, and I would say to you, just get back, as my sponsor says, in line, keep marching. And it's just for today, and things will improve. Feelings change. What's going on today will change. If I do these things, get honest, work with others, things improve, things get better, And I don't have that kind of thinking that I used to have every day. My last drink was in a cleaning cupboard, 13 floors up in a hotel. Guzzling brandy, thinking I'm gonna have to kill myself. I cannot get out of this. I couldn't talk to people. It was just a mess. It was an absolute mess. I just couldn't see a life without alcohol. But I was presented with this, and I And I, like I said, I did that. I did that, you know, and I continue to do those very simple things. And I think, I mean, it's just so great to see everybody in here, you know, everybody back in the meeting, you know, because I think it's been a testing year, 18 months or so for everybody, isn't it? There's been things going on, you know, but we, I just think it's amazing, you know, that we got through that, didn't we? I mean, we, no matter what was going on, I would think to myself, I've still got a sponsor, I've still got Alcoholics Anonymous, I've still got my home group, all of those things that have kept me grounded and centred, you know, to my recovery, you know, no matter what's been happening at my work or, you know, because like I said, it's been difficult, but I've thought to myself, you know, I had a difficult time at the beginning of the year, you know, and, you know, I spoke to members of my home group and I picked up the phone to my sponsor. And that contact for me gets me straight away centered straight back on step one, lots of higher power, God in my life, you know, and that's something I complicated. If you're new, you know, Big Book says, why don't you choose your own conception of God? So Andy decided to try and think of somebody else's and try and believe in theirs. And it says, choose your own conception. It's complicated that. Keep it very simple. The power of an AA group will suffice. And that has worked for me. I mean, it's changed a lot. You know what I mean? I prayed before coming to the meeting. And I've got a big picture of my mum up on the wall. And because my mum passed away in 2017. But I looked up at my mum's picture because my mum used to say to me, meeting tonight? Yeah. And I just looked up and I thought of that, you know, because she used to say that to me. Because my mum never came to an AA meeting, but she used to hear me and she kind of got Alcoholics Anonymous. But she knew. As my brother came to a few meetings, you've heard me say, and a nurse once said to my mum, yeah, well, isn't it great that Sean, that was my brother, he hasn't drank for a week. And my mum said, but he will, he's an alcoholic, so if he doesn't do something, he will. And I thought, well, should be doing a bit of PI, you know. But she knew, she got it, you know. And my brother just didn't take, it was nothing to do with Alcoholics Anonymous, it was nothing to do, it was to do with the fact that he didn't take the actions that we do, you know. He just didn't take the actions and just didn't make it. But if you're new, you don't have to be that person. You don't have to be that person. It's here, you know, and that's why I always think, you know, our work's never done, is it? I mean, the kind of service that we do, hospital service, which John's taking care of at the moment, and, you know, and we do that, and we do service in all areas here, you know, and that. I just am so grateful, you know, that I listened, you know, because I was that person that just criticised all the time, you know. If I would sit here and somebody would be talking about, look what he's doing, yeah, he's doing that. Forget that. I mean, this is what works, you know. This is Alcoholics Anonymous at its finest, you know. It is, you know, and I'm not going to go into my meetings, but I have heard things in other meetings. I thought, Jesus, you know, I mean, if you're new, you won't hear it here, but if somebody says you don't bother getting sponsored, just keep away from them, because, you know, I had to be sponsored, you know. How the hell am I going to recover without a sponsor, another alcoholic? It's just insane, isn't it? So, but like I said, my sponsor's still my sponsor, 25 years on. And things have just improved all the time. Things have always got better and always got better. But every time something does crop up for me, if something's cropped up, good times, bad times, I've got the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I take my inventory, I sponsor people, I work with another alcoholic, I don't miss my meetings. I mean, if it was something to say I absolutely had to, I don't miss my meetings, you know. And again, why do I do it? I do it because I know I'm an alcoholic and I'm absolutely beaten, you know, and this works. And it's like, why wouldn't I not do it? So that is what keeps me on track, you know, and I just keep on doing it. And the relationships with my family, completely different, completely changed, you know. It's a million miles from what used to be like with my family, you know. I was just Well, it's just a pain in the ass, really. It was just a pain in the ass, you know, my drinking. You know, my mum did used to say, don't wake him up, I don't want to hear his garb. I really don't want to hear his garb. You know, and I'd be shouting. But I just, it is being defeated, you know, from that very, you know, from the very core, you know, being absolutely defeated. And I was, you know, it was that inner resistance within me, because it was always me, was just, you know, it says that when we're taking step three, it says the wording was quite optional, as long as we express the idea without reservation. So I may not say that, I did say that step three prayer, but I also said it in a very different way, which I won't repeat. Right, okay, I give up, I give in, I'm done, I'm absent, and that, I just gave in, and I continue to do that. And I just, I mean, I've got just got great, great friends here amongst all of you, you know, I mean, I just love it, you know, I love what I found here in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, I was asked to get a home group, you know, and I'm just so grateful for that. I mean, I woke up a couple of weeks ago and it was my other birthday and I was 59. And, another birthday, 59. But I woke up today and I thought, bloody hell, 25 years! Who'd have thought it? You know, 25 years, that impresses me. You know, 25 years, and I just don't go back into that horrible thinking about alcohol. But it is, like I said, by maintaining this program, doing service as well, doing service in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, because, you know, do I have to do that? I wonder, do I have to do that? Yeah, I do. So I was asked to do service, you know, I was asked to pick up ashtrays when it was a smoking meeting, you know. And it used to be very smoky in the meeting as well. And it wasn't in here, it was at another venue. I mean, I arrived at the Abbey Hall, which is our venue in 1996. I arrived in there, and I went up to this woman, and I said, I won't have to do that ninth step, I said, because I've never harmed anyone. I said, so I don't need to do that. She said, all right, mate, sit down. So I sat down. And, so I was asked to do service, pick up ashtrays, greet people, things that would take me out of me, you know, because I'm chronically self-centered alcoholic. So I started to do these things. And again, if you're new, I did question those things. You know, I think it's just what we do. Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do that? Oh, why do I have to? Just do those things, and it's brought about a change in me, you know, those very, very simple things. And doing service, you know, I've done lots of service over the years, you know, and I've, you know, anyone who, I mean, we've got group conscience coming up, and anyone who's just coming into a new service position, it's quite normal to feel a little bit nervous, you know what I mean? But this group, you know, I mean, I was asked to do service, and I was asked to do it in a certain way, and, you know, it's got to be done in that way, you know, half measures of elders nothing. And so I was asked to do service and did service at intergroup and also region as well. My sponsor says no, but I do think I was the group's worst conference coordinator. You know, I did it, but I didn't think I was that great. And again, my sponsor was brilliant around that when I did that position, you know, because. But yeah, it's great to do service, you know, and, you know, doing hospital service when you get there, I mean, and that person is just kind of like, whoa, there's a way out of this, you know, I don't have to stay like this, I don't have to continue doing this, that repeating the same thing all the time, you know, I would tip alcohol down the sink, you know, it'd be going down the sink like that, and I'd be thinking, where am I going to get some more, because that old threadbare idea would come back time and time and time again, you know. And it says that the alcoholic at certain times has no defence against the first drink. It doesn't say all the time, it says certain times. So sometimes I think, I know I can't drink, that's what I do, I can't drink. Then at another time, perhaps I won't be so bad next time. I know what it was, it's because I was drinking homebrew. And so I'll do it that way, do you know what I mean? And what I'll do is I'll go out, but I won't have too many, And I won't get brought home by the police because I'm just going to have a couple and I'll be hammered and crawl home. And I'm literally crawl home, literally on all fours. And the police used to say, "Are you all right, mate?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." I think now, wow, I'm an alcoholic, you know, because I, you know, what was it, 12 questions? 12 questions on a pack? I think I answered about 10 or 11. I thought, I wonder who I am. But thank God, I'm an alcoholic, you know. I found something that works, that continues to work. If you're new, don't leave the meeting without a sponsor. If you haven't got a sponsor, why not? Get a sponsor, you know, and just keep coming back, keep doing this. I could have gone on a bit longer, but I'm not going to, but thanks very much.